CliffCentral.com.
We've got to get to collectomania, which is another thing that I love. You know, every week we get to talk about someone somewhere who has an incredible collection, and it could be anything. By the way, if you know of anybody who is a collector of unusual, interesting things, let us know by contacting us at contact@cliffcentral.com. That's contact@cliffcentral.com. We'd love to feature them on Collectomania. It is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And Weza, you're new to this, but we have met the most incredible people over the last while. And one of those incredible peoples with us this morning, he is South Africa's Potterhead. He has around 1,200 Harry Potter collectibles, which include prop replicas from the movies, the actual movies, Funko Pops, wands, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff. And the collection is now in a separate room in his house. His Harry Potter room has also run out of space now, so he's moved some of it to his office at work, which is awesome. Wow. And it's now called the Harry Potter office at work. So, Quentin Wills, so nice to have you on, dude. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks, and you?
Awesome, man. You even have Harry Potter glasses in real life. That's incredible.
I do, but the reason is actually not for Harry Potter. It's actually because I don't have eyebrows, so I actually just make sure that I put them on that way so that you can't see my eyebrows, but okay.
So, Quentin, first of all, like, I love the fact that you've already got all this stuff displayed beautifully, by the way. You've got lights there, you've got little setups. I mean, I'm just looking at the shelves behind you. I'm not even looking at you, and it looks incredible. So over 1,200 Harry Potter collectibles. You also have your own YouTube channel, right?
Yes, that's correct. So basically, actually, this entire collection basically came from the YouTube channel. So everything that I've got more or less happened within the last 2 years or so. What happened was it was lockdown.
Yeah.
And I started getting bored, obviously, in that time, because all of us needed to sit at home and so on. So I started searching for things to do and so on. So I always had, obviously, the obsession for Harry Potter, and I started buying things online. And then they started arriving bit by bit by bit. And then something I always wanted to do was create a YouTube channel. And so it sort of started off from that. Obviously, the videos in the beginning were extremely bad, so don't go and look at it. But now everybody's going to. But yeah, so they were very nice to start off with. And then eventually what started happening is people started seeing it, especially here in South Africa, because you don't really have people like sort of specializing in Harry Potter stuff on YouTube for South Africans and where to get it and so on. So I thought, okay, let me start it and I can tell everybody, you know, where to get everything. And then people started sending me stuff as well. So I didn't necessarily buy all of it. Some of it people sent me in mystery boxes because, yes, I do have quite a childlike reaction, if you will. I get overly excited when I receive something. So I usually have big reactions on things. And that's obviously then all of that on YouTube and so on. So, yeah, that's basically how this collection started off. But I did go to, Belgium, I think it was in 2016. We actually went to go and watch Beyonce and to get in, engaged and so on. But then, okay, that's a side story. But what happened was my fiance then arranged for us to go and see the Harry Potter exhibition, which was on at the time, but I wasn't aware of it. So we literally just rocked up there, and that's when I got my actual first merch item, which is this one, which is then the prop replica from the movie. So this is actually then Harry's wand. So this is exactly what it looks like in the movie as well.
Oh, wow.
So you then open it, and then exactly like this. So there's the authentication card, but then you basically open it exactly like in the movie, and then there is the wand itself.
So that's
so cool.
That's Harry's wand.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah. So this is Harry's wand. Yeah.
Damn, that's cool. How many wands do you have?
I now have 52 wands, man, in total. Yeah.
Which one's your favorite? Show us.
I think this one is actually my favorite because obviously it was the first one, but I do have another one that I took off to show you because I actually do like things that you can like sort of use that's interactive. So this is Newt's one from Fantastic Beasts, but this one is a light up one. So you can actually just like sort of flip it and then that, yeah, nice. Like switches on and off basically as you
That is so
use it. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This makes me like really excited because I get like a kid and I kind of imagine children must just absolutely go mad for this stuff because they can imagine that their wand really works and they can play with the thing outside and you know like they turn this into that or whatever. These are
exactly.
Like it activates the imagination even in the most boring people on earth, right? I just love it. It makes me excited.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's the thing. What happened with me is obviously back in the day when the movies came out and stuff, there wasn't a lot of things available and also I couldn't get it. So I think that's why I've sort of started it now because I can actually afford it now and I can actually get it. That's why I'm doing
right.
it. So I literally feel like a kid all over again. So I think that's why I have those reactions because I literally would like freak out when I see something or my face would drop completely because I can't believe that I actually have it like in my hands or something like that. Yeah.
Well, what makes this so cool too is that obviously before the movies there were the books. Were you a book reader before then? Were you a Harry Potter book fan before you became a movie fan?
Yes and no. What happened was I think I was about 11. Yeah, I was about 11 when the first movie came out. So one of my friends at the time said, "You have to see this movie," and he started telling me about it. And I thought, okay, wow, this actually sounds cool. But I couldn't go at the time. So I don't know if you can remember this. A lot of people don't remember this, but usually in the Checkers, like, okay, it was the Hyperama back then.
Yeah.
As soon as you got into the big Hyperama, they usually had like the kids section and then they would play like the movies and make everything up with whatever the video was that came out.
Yeah.
So incidentally enough, that's when I actually watched Harry Potter for the first time in the Hyperama.
Yeah.
So I was so transfixed with that while watching it. And I was literally one of those kids sitting like, you know,
yeah,
absolutely transfixed with everything I saw. And that's when it started. And then my sister actually bought me the second book. So I watched the first movie and then read the second book. And then from there on, obviously started reading the books before the movies came out.
It's so cool. So tell me quickly about the pieces that you have, because some of these must be quite valuable and quite expensive. So let's look at, because, you know, we're always talking about the value of these things, and a lot of people are quite obsessed with what they're actually worth. So give us some of this. I mean, like, talk about
the
monetary value of these things.
Yeah, the Funko Pops I've got, some of you can see behind me. In total, I can't remember now, it's 90-something. Obviously, I'm just focusing on Harry Potter. but they range to about, from what I could see on the app now, because I've got some rare ones, which I'll show you just now. So the total of the all is about 50,000 rand now, the worth of it.
Okay.
Everything put together, of which this one, she comes in a 3-pack. Together with her two brothers. So the three of them together then in the 3-pack goes for 3,000 rand now at this stage. Luckily, that's not what I paid.
Yeah.
I got it for a lot cheaper from someone in the United States, and then they sent it over to me. And then I think one of the other ones, which I actually got recently, which I like a lot, is also a little bit over 3,000 rand, is my life-size
wow.
Dobby.
Oh,
so yes,
wow.
This is some actual life-size Dobby.
Look at
so,
that.
Yeah, as you can see, his head is just as big as mine, basically. So, yeah, wow. He's got, like, everything. So he stands here in the room. It freaks people out a bit. But, yeah, that's him.
That's amazing. All right, that's wow. Very, very cool. Do you sell or swap any of these things? Because some collectors want to expand their own collection. Maybe you've got two or three of something and you want to get rid of two of them because then you can get something else. Is that how it works?
Yes and no. Sometimes what I do is on the YouTube channel, I would start like gathering some of the things and then I would like give it as part of a giveaway. Because that was my other thing on the YouTube channel, as well as I always wanted to share things with other people and obviously Harry Potter things. So I would start collecting things that either don't fit or can't fit in my Harry Potter office. Then I would give that as like one big batch in a giveaway, of which I did tally it the other day. I think that's about more or less 200 items or so that I have given away already in the past year or so. Mm-hmm. So yes and no. I don't really sell it. I'd rather keep it or than give it as a giveaway. What I am going to do now for the very first time, just to like sort of celebrate my Harry Potter journey on YouTube, because I'm going to be on YouTube for 2 years, mm-hmm. In May. And I've just hit 1,000 subscribers, which for me, I know it's not a lot for other people, but for me, it's a lot, because obviously I'm only focusing on Harry Potter South Africa, which makes the market a lot smaller.
Sure.
So as part of that, I'm going to do like a giveaway, well, not a giveaway box, a mystery box of licensed items that people can order. But it's already, from I think what I saw yesterday, it's sold out. But yeah.
But that's pretty damn cool. I mean, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Getting into the marketplace stuff. So, all right, what is the global Harry Potter collecting community actually like? Like, how geeky are you guys? And what kind of people are there in the world? Because I think this is probably one of those areas where you have a lot of wacky people, you know, like some real serious collectors who spent their entire lives and all of their money on Harry Potter stuff. Do you meet some of these people online?
I have met some of them, yes, actually through the YouTube channel. I think there are people that go a lot crazier than what I do. I know the Guinness World Record at this stage for Harry Potter collectibles is they've got about 4,000 things more than me than what I do. So it's about 5,000 and something. Mm-hmm. And I think the person after that is 4,000 and something. So I've still got a long way to go. But okay, given I've only done it for 2 years now. But yeah, no, a lot of them go a lot crazier. And I think what's also interesting is if you like start YouTubing it, because that's what I sort of got the inspiration, obviously, for YouTube, mm-hmm. is there's a lot of mystery boxes at this stage, like a lot. That started coming out. It's absolutely crazy the amount of Harry Potter boxes you get now, like from all over the world, literally, of people obviously shipping it all over. With Corona, it made it a bit more difficult, but
sure.
It literally, and this expanded and exploded, I think, within like the last 3 or 4 years. And then obviously people starting YouTube channels of unboxing it and so on. And it just started getting crazy, of which here in South Africa, we've got about 3 people doing it like on a regular basis now, which is also great and incredible. So it's basically, you've got Wizards Create. She also started a YouTube channel. From South Africa, centered around DIY related things and how to make Harry Potter DIY things. Then you've also got The Cupboard Under the Stairs. So they've got a mystery box that they do monthly. Okay, it's now this year, it will be every bi-monthly. And then you've also got the Potter Cauldron, which also I got a lot of these items from. And then there's also another Harry Potter store that opened online, Potter Store SA. Which also does a lot of wands and, well, Harry Potter related things. So it feels to me like in the last 2 years in South Africa as well, it like started expanding
up
exponentially. And we actually have the first Harry Potter store that opened up in Hillcrest in Durban last year, the Shire. Yeah, so it's an actual dedicated Harry Potter shop. It's very cool. So they made everything up. There's like letters hanging off the roof and like little flying snitches all over. If you like go into the toilet, for example, I don't know if you can remember this, but in one of the movies, there's one of the characters, one of the ghosts,
yeah.
for example, she's permanently in the toilet. Yes. So you can hear her voice, for example, when you go to the toilet.
What is her name again?
Moaning Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle, yes.
So you can hear her voice in the toilet, for example, when you go to that shop.
Wow, yeah. Awesome. That's so great. Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, the YouTube channel, how does that work and what do you do on there?
So on the YouTube channel, it's mainly unboxings and me obviously sharing with people where I get everything, because that's the first question I get is, where do you get all your stuff?
Yeah.
So apart from obviously your normal things like Takealot and so on, people want to know, where can I buy this or where did you get this and so on. So at first it started off as a channel just showing whatever I've got and showing, okay, I got this one from here and so forth, or I bought these T-shirts from this place, Fancentric, for example. But then eventually people, like I said, started sending me boxes and so on. So I started doing the unboxing part of it, which people seem to love more. And then, yeah, like I said, my childlike reactions that go with that, because I just feel like, you know, I'm not going to edit it out, because from what I saw eventually is people like seeing me freaking out about stuff like a child about these things that we are getting. I think one of the nice things actually for me that happened with the YouTube channel, which I really did not expect, is people started watching it from other places in the world as well, from obviously from the US, from the UK, India, and so on as well. And then some of those people started sending me stuff as well, which was quite cool. I actually received this one, which is also an exclusive Atari with the flying key. This one I received from someone from the States as well, that she sent for my birthday, which I'm not going to complain about.
Please, no, hell no. Sending. Yeah, if anybody wants to send, no, if anybody wants to send you stuff, your YouTube channel is called South African Potterhead. And do you often get like people who are confused and they go and they send you weed because they think you're a pothead?
Luckily not. So obviously the fandom itself is called, we call ourselves Potterhead in the entire world. So Potterheads, one word. So no, luckily I have not received weed yet. I don't smoke at all. I'm actually a very boring person, but that's concerned because I don't drink, I don't smoke or anything. So you can just imagine if I do an unboxing with weed.
Oh my God. I think it would be hilarious, man. I think it would be really funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think you should maybe talk to those people and like confuse them a little bit, and maybe you get like a whole weed supply going on at the same time. You can sell Harry Potter stuff, but you can also sell pot. It would be quite an interesting, you know, scale, a new direction, to take it all in. It's bloody amazing.
Exactly.
So what are you still looking for that you haven't got in your collection?
The things that I'm looking for, that's obviously the things that are difficult to find. Is I'm actually looking for the Sword of Gryffindor. That would be very cool to have. But that goes for about 2,000 rand more or less, but that's not the problem. The problem is actually getting it shipped here because it's a sword. So obviously through customs and things, it looks like I'm bringing in some illegal of thing to slash people.
I bet you customs is already watching you. I mean, they wouldn't, they probably already think you're deadly. Yeah,
and then the other thing I'm also looking for is I would actually like an actual broom. Broomstick, like the Nimbus 2000, so they go for about 7,000 to 8,000 rand or so. And then obviously the shipping of that is a lot more. But yeah, that's one of the other things I would also really try and get. I'm sure I'll get it one day.
It's very cool. Yeah, Weza and Leanne, are you interested in any of this stuff? I mean, would you want any of it? Have you got a collection, Weza? We don't even know if you're a collector. Are you a collector of anything?
No, actually, I am not. I'm not really a collector of anything specific. I guess it's, I'm not really deep into that space. Leanne, are you?
Oh, yeah, she collects a whole lot of crap.
Yeah, I do collect a few things.
Yeah, but I mean, Harry Potter, like, it doesn't matter whether you're young or old. This stuff is just so much fun to have around you. And it must be like, do you have kids?
I can't believe what... When you said you were 11 when they first came out.
I literally grew up with Harry Potter, if you look at it, because basically when he turned sort of 11, I turned 11. When he turned 12, I turned 12, literally as the movies went along. So I literally grew up with them, especially on That's screen. So nice. Yeah. So basically when the last film came out, we were about the same age. Me sitting there with my popcorn freaking out about Harry Potter still. I still do.
I can't believe it was so long ago. It's just mind-boggling.
Oh, it's 20 years now.
It's phenomenal.
Wow.
But if there must be kids who you occasionally let into this room and their eyes must pop out of their heads. I mean, they must just think they're in heaven.
Yeah, they do. But I think I freak out more for the wrong reasons, because I literally go, ah, don't touch this. just leave this there. You can't touch this. So, I just usually have them stand there and say, just stand, you can't touch anything.
Yeah, don't touch.
Sometimes, that doesn't happen. And then my heart literally starts getting, pounding about certain stuff. And I think, oh my goodness, they're going to break this. This thing is this value. This is this value. This is going to happen now.
Wow. Oh, wow. It's so awesome. Now, Quentin, this is a great collection, man. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. This is so, so cool. Are you ever going to, let people... you know, come and look at the stuff in person. Because I mean, some of these kids and some of these adults, frankly, will want to like see all the different ones and actually hold them in their hands. Or are you a bit nervous about who you let into that room?
I am, but I will do it. What I usually do on YouTube is I have done a room tour so that people can see, because a lot of people wanted to see it, and a shelf tour as well. So I have done that as well. Obviously, my friends and stuff I will let in.
Yeah.
I think it would be awesome to have another Potterhead in here, because I think they would actually appreciate it a lot more than my friends, because some of my friends are literally just like, it's a wooden stick.
Yeah,
but they also
do they give you shit about that? Because we've often had collectors on, and their husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, friends are like, "Oh, you're an idiot, you're crazy. I mean, I love you, but you're insane."
Yeah, no, well, you see, thankfully, like I showed you that first one, that's all my fiance's. It's all due to them. So what I'm just saying is, you started it. It was not right. Me. I did not start this. You started it. And that actually helped me a lot of the time. So what my fiance does is he will actually, you know, put everything out and says, okay, no, it's not going to work this way. I'd rather put it this way. This display is going to work better.
Oh, wow.
Because obviously on the other side of where we are now, of what you can see, there's also a lot of other stuff where the ones are now against the wall and so on. So
it's like you've got your own. It's like you've got your own consultant.
It's lovely. So I just collect, and he basically puts it on and makes sure it looks perfect.
That's superb. So listen, there's a question. There's a comment rather from someone here. But Tanya says, a friend sent me a golden snitch as a gift. I was so excited, I burst into tears. Now the golden snitch is in the game of Quidditch, right? It's that little gold thing with the wings. Have you got one there? Show us yours. Show us your golden snitch.
I've got a couple. I'm going to show this one. I'll take one off. This one over here.
I want to show some
Peladon
pictures.
It's a Peladon Light. This one over here is a levitating one. Let me take this one off. So this one actually levitates. So it's got like a stand, and it literally like floats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which
That's
is very
so cool.
So this one also came in from the States. Yeah, so this is one of my golden snitches. And then obviously, the one that you can see on screen there, that one, for example, I've got two off. So the other one is in my Harry Potter office.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one over there is the light. So everything that you see here in front of you, that is the Quidditch display. So the game of Quidditch, where they need to obviously catch the flying snitch. So
you mentioned your Harry Potter office, but what work do you do, and how come you can get away with having a Harry Potter office? What do you actually do for a living?
So I'm a marketing manager at a school. So I share an office with the IT person, as well as my assistant that assists me with the admissions and so on. So I work at Amberfield College. And what happened there was I literally started, it overflowed. So I started putting some of it on my desk, and people were like, this is nice and so on. So I started asking the people I work with, listen, would you mind if I like sort of bring in more of it? And they were like, yes, please do it, because the office was really boring. So I started putting up posters in there. Together with the posters, I've got like all displays of suitcases. So the entire theme is Harry Potter, but it's also like old suitcases and like a train station almost. And then we've got some of these potions as well.
So these are actual potions, example, like little bottles with potions in them, and you've got posters behind them.
Yes.
This is so cool. Explain what else. So whose wand is that in the front?
So that wand in the front is Professor Slughorn's wand. So he's the potions professor in the sixth film. So that's his wand. And then obviously that's all of the potions and so on. So these I got from some of the subscriptions and mystery boxes and so on. And there's actually a replica. If you look there at the back, it says the advanced potion making. That is also a replica of the film, of the one that they use in the film. Yeah. So that advanced pressure making, that's amazing. Also from the sixth film,
All right, so what's going on in this picture then, this one here?
So this one is centered all around the Weasleys, and then obviously all the sweets. So the replica that you see right here on your, I think it's your left hand, is the Bertie Bott Every Flavor Bean. So that's a replica from the film there as well, with actual beans and stuff that you get. And then also in front of you is the chocolate frog. So that I got from England when I went to the the making of Harry Potter, where you can actually go onto the film sets and so on, which I've been to. So all of this is just centered around the Weasleys, and then obviously all the sweets and stuff that you get from the film, because that's what I like the most, is, you know, things that you can actually see and taste from the film, or things that are like authentic.
That must have been so cool to actually go there and see the film sets.
That was incredible. You can actually also taste butter beer, which is also the one thing that you only get like in the film. You can actually taste it. It was incredible. Obviously, my mind exploded completely when I walked in there, because the way they make it as well, before you actually like go onto the set, the first set that you see is the Great Hall, obviously, which is the biggest set they've got. But what they do is there's a screen in front of it beforehand, so you like sort of watch flashes of the movie and so on. And then what happens is I sat right in front, and then this next moment, they obviously, you know, what the, how they do it overseas is just incredible. But there was just like a lot of lights all of a sudden and smoke, and then the screen started lifting, and I was literally like, like looking at what's happening in front of me. And you could see the two doors then, obviously, of the Great Hall. So it literally felt like cool. That moment, like when Harry and them walk into it, because then, okay, this I looked up front. They said if it's your birthday, usually you can open the doors itself. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to say it's my birthday, even though it wasn't. So it was like literally me, this grown-up man with, I think, like two or three kids, whose birthday it was.
Oh, wow.
And we are opening the door to the Great Hall. Yeah. It was incredible.
Okay, what's this here? You've got books, and what's going on?
Sure. So this is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So a lot of people don't know about this. So this is actually the eighth story. So this is after the last film, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the play that they came up with. So the boxes on the left-hand side there, the black boxes you will see there, that is the replica ones from the play. So this is now actually the most awarded play in history as well, on the West End, as well as for the Tony Awards. So all of this is centered around Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. But then you will see dangling there is a replica of the Time Turner, which is in the third film as well. And then to the left-hand side of the Time Turner, you will see there's like a little paper that says Harry Potter. That replica I actually got also from the studio tour. And what happened there was, at the time I was there, they obviously, what they do is everything is themed around something specific. So it was around the Goblet of Fire. And then what they would do is they would shoot out a paper, and whoever catches it can keep it. And that was actually the little paper that they shot out. Yeah. So that's a replica of, the one that they have in the film as well. Yeah.
This is so cool, man. I just love it. Listen, Quentin, this is so cool. And thank you for sharing your collection with us. I know that, a lot of collectors, they get a little bit crazy. Have you ever wondered whether you maybe gone overboard?
Yes, a lot of times I'm thinking, okay, I've actually got a new video idea. I told my fiance yesterday, and he was like, at first he was like, okay, no. And then he actually started getting into it. So what I'm going to do next week, I'm a bit scared, but I want to try it out, is I'm literally going to give a random person 1,000 rand, just a stranger, and say, here, a child, I want to make it a child specifically, whoever I meet on the street, and say, please buy me 1,000 rands worth of Harry Potter stuff, because I just want to see what they come up with and so on. So
that's,
I'm going to
cool.
do that next weekend to see what happens. But yes, I have thought I'm going overboard. But then just to make myself feel better, I look at people from overseas like the Guinness World Record, and then I think, okay, at least I didn't buy an entire house.
Well,
for
I mean,
that yet.
You know what? You've got some shelves there with some great lighting. You've displayed the stuff beautifully. Your YouTube channel, which is called South African Potterhead, is something anybody can check out if they want to see more. And Weza and Leanne and I are just thrilled to have you on this morning. Thanks again, Quentin. Great to see you. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Gareth. And now it's pleasure. Awesome meeting you. Can I just say that I actually remember seeing you on Idols. I was one of those people going to Idols way back in the day, and seeing you and sitting, I think you were like two rows in front of me, and I was like, let's show my friend, that's Gareth Glass. So it's so awesome actually talking to you as well.
Well, thank Thank you very much. Nice to see you. And have a great week.
And you too.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, you too.
There's Quentin Wills. What an interesting collection. The South African Potterhead.
CliffCentral.com.